This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. With few hours left before the counting of votes for the 18th Lok Sabha election, all necessary arrangements stand poised all around the nation. Counting of votes will commence from 8 a.m. onwards, starting with postal ballots across all counting centres. After half an hour of the start of postal ballot count, counting of votes recorded in the electronic voting machines will commence. Counting of votes for the 175 state legislative assemblies in Andhra Pradesh and 147 assembly constituencies in Orissa and by-elections to assembly constituencies in different states will also be held today. A three-tier security system has been set up at multiple counting centres in various cities for the smooth conduct of the electoral process. Akashvani News has made elaborate arrangements to provide real-time updates of Lok Sabha poll results as well as assembly elections today. It is going to be broadcast a 15-hour non-stop special bilingual program, namely Lok Nirnay 2024, from 7 in the morning to 10 in the evening. A wide network of correspondents from Akashvani News will be giving live inputs from every nook and corner of the country. The program will also feature insightful discussions with experts and leaders of different political parties on the latest trends and results. The program will be broadcast on Akashvani Gold as well as other channels of Akashvani and its digital platforms. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has stressed that civil servants should always see things beyond a partisan approach. Addressing the Assistant Secretaries of IAS 2022 batch in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar underscored that civil servants cannot ingratiate with political dispensations. Acknowledging the capability and competence of the Indian bureaucracy to deliver, he called upon the officers present to adopt a nationalistic, federalist outlook and always keep the interest of the nation supreme and uphold the rule of law. Mr. Dhankar urged the civil servants to uphold the highest ethical principles. He said they are conveyors of change, vital stakeholders in quality governance and torchbearers for accelerated growth. In Assam, flood situation continues to remain grim as more than 6 lakh people are reeling under the deluge across 10 districts. During the last 24 hours, 4 people have lost their lives in Kachar district and number of deaths caused by this flood has reached 18. 4 people are also missing from the worst flood-hit Kachar district. The state government has opened 191 relief camps and 108 relief distribution centres in these districts. NDRF and SDRF teams have also been deployed for rescue and relief. The United Nations climate head, Simon Steele, has warned that the world is headed for 2.7 degrees Celsius warming and the road to keeping it to 1.5 degrees Celsius is extremely steep. He was speaking at the Bonn Climate Change Conference in Germany yesterday. Mr. Steele said that without UN-convened international cooperation, people would be headed for global heating, which most of humanity is likely to not survive. The Bonn meeting from June 3 to 13 is expected to set the agenda for climate negotiations this year and will open discussions on a new finance goal to replace the existing goal of $100 billion per year. In tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals of the French Open tennis last evening. Second-seeded Indian-Australian duo defeated another Indian, N. Sriram Balaji and Miguel Angel Ruiz Varela of Mexico, 6-7, 6-3, 7-6, in the Super Tiebreaker. Bopanna and Ebden will take on the 10th-seeded Sander Giel and Joran Vlaeken of Belgium in the quarterfinal. And in the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, match between Afghanistan and Uganda is underway at the Providence Stadium in Guyana. Uganda won the toss and opted to bowl. Earlier, South Africa defeated Sri Lanka by 6 wickets at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York last night. South Africa overhauled the target of 78 runs, scoring 80 for 4 in just 16.2 overs. Opting to bat first, Sri Lanka were bundled out for a paltry 77 runs in 19.1 overs. Player of the match, Henrik Norrie, scabbed 4 wickets for the Proteas, conceding just 7 runs in 4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.